Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
How are we doing this morning?
Great.
Well, praise God. Well, let's stand and open up the service in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for today, Father God. We want to lift up your name, press closer to you today, Father God. Let us push everything out of our minds, Father God, that would distract us, Heavenly Father, and let us press on towards you, Father God. Let us worship you today, and let us have an awesome time of worship, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
My God, in Him will I trust. My He'll stand by me. He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me when the way grows dark and I cannot see. I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me. He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me when the way grows dark and I cannot see. I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me. He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me when the way grows dark and I cannot see. I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me. He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me when the way grows dark and I cannot see. I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me. He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me when the way grows dark and I cannot see. I know my Lord will stand by me.
Hallelujah.
What concerns me today? God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able. Words with heavenly comfort fraught.
servant today. Fall afresh. Draw me near. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Who believes that we have the victory in Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. Let us praise the Lord. Let us worship the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 For we are more than conquerors. We are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. In the name of Jesus. And we want to declare that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord. And having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that by you, Lord, by thee, O Lord, we have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. Hallelujah. It is God that girdeth us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet. He sitteth us upon high places. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, he quickened us together with Christ, for by grace we are saved. Hallelujah. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. We'll run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint. Hallelujah. And they that trust in the Lord, they shall be like the mountain Zion that can never be removed, but abideth forever. And Lord God, we thank you and praise you that you love so much the world, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Hallelujah. But he arose. As he arose, he spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show over them openly, triumphing over them at the cross. Hallelujah. And we have the same power to spoil principalities and powers and make a show over them openly. We have that power. He has given us the authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We're not going to be defeated. We got the victory in Christ Jesus, no matter what he's trying to do. We're not ignorant of his devices. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. We praise you and thank you. And thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies here, for giving us supernatural strength. And thank you, Lord, for equipping us with all that we need. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. And let us claim it. Let us go and proclaim it into the world. Hallelujah. What the Lord our God has done in our lives. And also what he is going to do. For he said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, and thank you. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, let your Holy Spirit move mightily today, O Lord, from the beginning to the end. Thank you for anointing the pastor and giving him the power, giving him, O Lord, freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power, we pray, and touch us like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Let this be, O Lord, an army, O Lord, that will not back up. Oh, but always move forward. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that gives a testimony. Oh, Lord, that you anoint. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And thank you, Lord, that your name will be glorified with the testimonies, with the preaching of the word, with the prayers, with everything. Your name will be lifted up. Your name will be glorified. And we want to thank you and praise you. We're not going to have it any other way. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we're not going to give place to the devil. He that stole will steal no more from this body of believers. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that you are also Jehovah Jireh. You are provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. You have supplied all our needs, and you are going to supply all our needs, not only to this congregation, but those friends of ours that watches us in the webcast. Thank you for meeting every need, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And out of what you have given us, today we want to give to the work of the Lord. We're going to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things. It may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we can do all things through Christ which strengthened us, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children shout it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his holy name.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
You know, I don't want to be a victim. Amen? I want to be a victor. And as I was sitting here today and worshiping the Lord, I thought back to times that Ian and I have been out on the road as evangelists. And I remember that I was an angry young man at the devil. And I believe what we need to do today is to simply rekindle that holy anger against the devil. When I was in the seminary, and we have just been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I was cleaning a house one day, and for years I had a problem with a hernia, and I was very weak, and I was told, you know, that if you do too much, you destroy yourself. And I remember that I had ripped up my hernia, and it had begun to bulge, and I had, you know, a little bulge in my stomach, and I had to go out and clean. And I walked into this house. This is down in Tiburon, Belvedere, in those areas, the Bay Area, million-dollar homes at that time. And they had these radio where they have a central system. We had speakers all over there. So I would go in there, and I would turn on family radio, and I crank it up to the max, and I had that music just blast through the house. There was no one there, just me cleaning the house for them. And then I could feel that hernia. I says, oh, God. And then I thought about Jesus. I thought about Jesus. You hear what I said? I thought about Jesus. And I began to pray, and I said, dear Jesus, I thank you right now. In your name, I decree now and I proclaim that this hernia has to go. And I thank you, Lord, for healing me right now on the spot. And I believe that. The devil said, you're not healed. I said, I'm healed. And I'm going to prove it to you. And they had chairs, easy chairs, you know, lazy bar chairs. And those are hard to pick up, because you can't get your arms around them. And I picked one up, and I simply said, in the name of Jesus, here it goes. And I never had a problem with a hernia since that day. Never. Now, in Luke chapter 10, and I want to pick it up here in verse number 17. Jesus sent out the 70 others. And they came back, and they really didn't expect a whole lot. But when they came back, they said this, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. Jesus, this is wonderful. Even the demons have to obey us. And Jesus unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the Spirit is subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you hid these things for the wise and the prudent, have revealed them unto babes, even so, Father, for it so seemed good in your sight. I believe that every one of us in this congregation have been afflicted, one way or the other. Some kind of sickness, difficulty, whatever it is. And you know, we've been taking it, we've been praying and so on, we've been nursing it. And yesterday, as I was going to do some work in the property, I had the first person come up and said, you know, you've got a really red eye. I said, I do. So I tried to look in the mirror and couldn't see it. So then another person came, do you know that you've got a really red eye? I said, well, that's the second one telling me that. So I looked at myself in the mirror. Now, yes, my eye had been red. And immediately, the devil said this. You probably have diabetes. You probably have some blood cells that are working. You probably should rush right now to the hospital. And this morning, as I walked in here, someone said, do you know that you got a very red eye? I was aware of that yesterday. Now, I was sitting here and I'm thinking about calling my eye doctor tomorrow and said, I need an emergency. I need to have this checked out. And then I remembered one thing. I remember we were in Finland some 30 years ago. And I had lost my voice. Totally lost it. And I was scheduled to go to Helsinki, which is the capital of Finland. And have a meeting there. And in a bus, I could not even whisper. And the devil said, you ain't preaching in the capital of Finland. You are done. We had about a four-hour drive into Helsinki. And the guy said, what are we going to do? And I said, well, here's what I'm going to do. I told, I had one guy, his name was Overberg. I said, Overberg, I said, you're going to read the scriptures for me. And after you read the scriptures, I'm going to begin to preach. He said, okay. So we got to the meeting. We had the music. We got up. I had him read the scriptures. And I went up and I'm... That's what I could get out. And people begin to look at it very uncomfortable. So I just said to myself, in the name of Jesus, this got to go. And I pressed on, and suddenly, my worries just come back. Instantly. And I preached my heart out. And after that service, we had people, we go to pray for them. And there were so many people to praise, we decided to pray for them in the pews. They had pews there. And I went down and I started laying hands on people in the pews. And as I did that, I touched the woman's head, and then suddenly I realized she moved. So I kept pushing, you know, and suddenly I realized, what was going on? She was on the floor. She slid right under the pew. I just prayed for people. They slid right under the pews. They just lay down there in the Holy Spirit. And this morning, the Holy Spirit told me this. You've been a victim too long. You've been taking it too long. Get mad. And I'm mad at the devil. You know we sing that song? And the devil's mad and I'm so glad. Shooting with a gospel gun. You ought to sing that song again. So Sunday school teachers, I want to encourage you. Whatever it is, let's not take it any longer. Let's look upon Jesus. He said, I give you. He said this, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion with all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Let's stand up and have a prayer right now. My Heavenly Father, I want to ask you to forgive me, Lord, for being complacent, being victimized, and Father God, getting used to just being beaten down. And I forgot that your name is Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Almighty God. And all power on heaven and earth is given to you. You're the head of the church. In the name of Jesus, right now, I break every disease over this congregation, here and those that are watching us. I break every curse spoken against us. I destroy the works of the devil right now, not only here but worldwide, but all the places we are. And I thank you now, my Heavenly Father, for giving us a great, wonderful Sunday morning service. Music was good. Father God, now we're going to get into your word. And we're going to have a grand time. And we thank you now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we got some prayer requests here we're going to have today. Last week, we prayed for rain, and during the first part of the week, the weather forecast to show no rain in sight. Then suddenly on Thursday, they told us that the jet stream was shifting south, that a number of storms were lined up to cover California this coming week. We have a God that hears prayer, and when he tells his angels to shift the jet stream, they do. In the book of Revelation, it says that he has four angels that control the winds of the earth. So let us praise God today for the rain coming in this week. And we're just rejoicing in that. This is a prayer request that has been sent in via email. I am so glad I was introduced to your website via an email. I look forward to exploring the site more in depth. My prayer request is for my husband, is that he's being mistreated at his workplace and is currently looking for another job. Please pray that he not only get another job, but a much better paying one too. Also pray for my Aunt Marie in San Antonio, Texas, who's in a nursing home. She's not as strong enough to stand up and has failing eyesight. Her mind is sharp and she has strong faith in God. Please pray for her strength to return and for her eyesight. Thank you and God bless. We didn't have a name on that. And this is another one. I just read an article on Fritz Springmeier that you had posted. This article also touched on some other individuals such as Alberto Rivera. I have a friend who had been swept up in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and it breaks my heart to see the damage that's been done to him by the SDA Church and by the comics released by Alberto Rivera through Chick Publications. These people like Jack Chick, Alberto Rivera, and Fritz Springmeier, and the leaders of the SDA Church, among others, preach fear, paranoia, pain, distrust, countless lies to perpetuate your own personal agenda of fear. It makes me feel comfort to see that you have authors in tune with the Holy Spirit teaching what is right. Christ does not wish us to live our life in paranoia and fear. Amen. Please pray for the people that are swept up in the madness, and may God reach them and present them comfort the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus. God's richest blessing upon you and your minister. Regards, Chris Gilbert. Whatever he's located on the earth, I don't know. I have a lawsuit to be settled in the next 45 days. This is from an accident, car accident. I have had back surgery and neck, recovering at my daughter's in North Carolina. I will be home after the 16th of March. They have offered a settlement or on one part of it. And then it says here, in the meantime, I only have a, okay, pray for me also that this is settled soon. I pray this comes soon enough. God bless Karen Ackles. So, and then the final one here is, the price of oil remained flat last week and rose 70 cents per barrel, ended up at $107.40 per barrel. Divine intervention is the only thing that can bring down the price. Is God interested in the finance of the world? The question is yes, since he's the one that owns the planet. Did you know that? God owns this planet, and we are using his resources. God never intended for the devil and his crowd to steal the resources and then sell them at high prices to the poor people. According to Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33, God said, "If we are seek His kingdom of heaven, if we seek the kingdom of God, all these things shall be added to us." And so we want to pray that God will use His resources for His people, and that we are going to seek Him. So, prayer warriors, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have called us and opened our eyes to you, and that we have become born again, and we are very grateful. And we thank you for the privilege of coming before you in prayer. And we bring these people before you now. There is this lady whose husband is being mistreated at work, and he's looking for another job. We pray that he would find the job that he enjoys and that will make more money and be so that he can be a good provider. And we also pray for her aunt, Aunt Marie, who is in a nursing home and is born again, but her eyesight is failing. So we ask that you would touch her eyes and heal them. Strengthen her eyes. We know you can do it, Lord, just like you were right there putting your hands on her. We also pray that you would give her strength in her body. And we thank you that her mind is sharp and that she knows you, Lord. And we thank you for the comforter who is there with her.
Father God, I lift up this situation with this lawsuit with Karen Ackles. Lord, first of all, we pray that more than anything, that she shall be healed and restored to full capacity, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that she will operate according to your will and live her life according to your will. And then, Father God, we lift up the situation in the courtroom. And we know that many lies are perpetrated in a courtroom. And we thank you, Father, that only righteousness shall prevail on that day in that courtroom, and only truth be spoken. And amongst the attorneys, it shall be only truth, and therefore a righteous judgment can be handed out. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up these people that have been swayed by the, or been influenced by this publications of the SDA. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, right now that we know the truth, Lord God. The truth has set us free. And I pray for them, Lord God, that they would just stand on your truth, on your word. And they will see the truth, and it just set them free. I come against the spirit of fear, Lord. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love. And Lord, we thank you for that right now, Lord, that we would love these people, Lord, and these people would just be, through your Holy Spirit, Lord God, they would be touched, Lord, and the truth would set them free too, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that we can stand on your word. And Lord, that we would not be swayed by these doctrines, by these cartoons, these publications, Lord God. Thank you for your strength. And Lord, help us to be strong in these times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in your throne room and how you're watching over us here on earth and taking care of all the needs, Lord God. Lord, we just pray that you will hear our call about the prices of oil and how each time we have to go out and pay for fuel, that it's costing us a small fortune. And Lord God, we come against that. We come against the demonic forces that are trying to raise the prices. And Lord God, we ask you to intervene on our behalf. Lord, you will set us free from the high prices of gas. And Lord God, we pray that your will be done. People will repent. And Lord God, that we will look to you for answers and through your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. I want to add to this, Lord. You are God alone, Lord. And it's not them. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And we want to ask you, Lord, today for justice concerning the oil prices. And no one, whether the one world government or the banksters or the manipulators or the speculators, they're not going to prevail against God. He's God all by himself, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Lord, we put this case in your hands right now. We put these oil prices in your hands, and we are, oh Lord, certain. We are assured that no one can prevail against you, and you are going to do your will be done. Your will be done. We want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, And no matter how high the price has gone, we know how quickly you can turn it down and turn it around. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and trust in you, O Lord, that we are going to see a miracle this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Now, Father God, you know last week I went to the altar and I got healed. And the devil's still trying to keep the pain on the foot. I'm the one he was talking about when he drug his foot across the altar here. I want it gone. I went to the altar again today and it's going to be gone. Yes. And anyone that has any kind of an affliction and all the little symptoms don't go, trust God to do it. I'm trusting you, Father God. You're going to take it. I don't have to get medication. I don't have to go to a foot doctor, whatever they're called. You're going to take it, and I thank you and praise you that I have that belief, that faith. Thank you for Pastor John's messages, the healing, and then the follow-up with get mad amen. And trust God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Father God, we cried out to you to send rain. We asked you, Lord, to do a miracle because it seemed like there was no possibility for rain to come, but we asked you, believing that you would do it, Lord God, because the earth is dry and plants are dying and water is needed desperately in California. So, Father God, it was a joy to hear the newscaster this weekend come on at the meteorologist come on and be totally shocked and surprised that how the jet stream was moving down, and this storm just came in and it was going to move it down, and another one following it would move it further, and we would get a deluge for a week. And Father God, he was so stunned he could hardly give the news. He was just so surprised. And we know we're not surprised a bit, because we have a God who hears our prayers and answers them and loves his children, and we thank you for that, Lord God, and we praise your name for your mighty deeds on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for the prayers being spoken here, Lord. We thank you, Father God, on the altar the smoke is going up, Lord, and in due time every one of these prayers shall be answered, and we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. As Thomas gave the testimony time here, it would be wonderful to get a response to anything in the message that you had today. Because when I called you or talked to you later in the week, you said, it's a nice message, but I can't remember what it was. So now you remember.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to share a little testimony. First of all, God is working in the trenches out there. And I think you're probably all aware I'm a Tea Party member, and I go to the Tea Parties. And I think it's the trenches that John, part of the trenches John was talking about today. I'm in the trenches. So, and we need, we see them growing, and we need more people in the trenches. But I went out this week to one, and you know, we never know what we're going to get. This one, we had a black preacher show up to speak from Los Angeles. And he was a joy to listen to. And he talked about how the black racists in this country have destroyed and worked to destroy the black family. And he had a very good message. And the people at the Tea Party got churched that night. That's not what they bargained for. They got more than they bargained for that night. And it was beautiful. So that's just a little note on what's going on there. And God is moving on many fronts. So, okay, Irene, you had a testimony?
Good morning. Pastor, I want to thank you for the unveiling of truth this morning. And I wanted to share my testimony of the love of God. And it's what happened to me years ago. But God brought it and confirmed it with some scriptures today that I should share this. I have a real encounter with the love of God years ago, maybe close to 30 years, maybe 28, I don't know, except it was during this season, like we are coming now, during the time of celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. And I was watching, sitting by myself in my bedroom in a house, we have the passion of Jesus, the life of Christ, basically. I think one of those that they have been at that time televised at this season. And I remember sitting there on the floor and looking at it and looking at it. And there was a moment where Jesus was in front of Pontius Pilate being judged. And actually, it wasn't like facing me, so I couldn't see an image of a person. But I seen his back standing humbly there. And I just start weeping and crying without being able to stop. And the thought that came out of my mouth was that, how come they accuse you for being so good? How come they can do this to you while the only thing you have done was to heal and save and deliver and love people? How can they do this to you? And this overwhelming revelation of the love of God in Christ, and it was just like so overwhelming that after that, I believe that was a new birth experience for me. And I believe that the scripture that I wanted to say to you is that the goodness of God, the knowing of the goodness of God, brings repentance, and that's in Romans 2:4. I was seeing his goodness and the evil in the heart of man. And it was so obvious to me that after that was the first time that I said, I need to know this God that is so good. And I didn't even have a Bible. I did not have one. My parents were in the Catholic Church and they never read it, and we have some social activities there. But so the first thing I did is to go to the Bible, a bookstore, the Christian bookstore, and come there. I said, I need a Bible. and what they did, they said, what kind of Bible do you want? There's this and this translation. And I said, I didn't even know that. I said, I just want one, show me. And I think I picked one. Maybe it was a King James, or maybe it was an Open Bible, I think. I don't know. But I picked up that Bible, and I knew I need to go there. So that experience, it wasn't like somebody told me and I went to the altar. It was just a supernatural revelation of the love of God and how. And then it brings repentance when we know the love of God. Because the accuser will never let us know that. And we will accuse God, and he is an accuser of us before God and God before us. And all that lies that keep us from knowing the goodness and the love of God. So that is why many people do not give their life to God. Because they are not sure of his goodness. They think he's an author of all those things that are so evil around us. And then God kind of, that was my testimony concerning this morning, but also I wanted to share one quick thing is that, the prayer, we have been praying in this church, and there's have been going a lot of prayers in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. And the Lord showed me and brought to me the scripture that says in James 5, it says, the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And it says the fervent prayer is effectual and is fervent. And I think that this is actually seeking God in spirit and in truth, because we are praying by the anointing and the fervorance of God's will to be done, and God's goodness to prevail against the enemy, and God's power to prevail against deception, God's power to take over in all the situations. So That fervent prayer is also a gift of God to overcome what the devil wants to do. And it's not just only physically, but if we have the revelation of what it is, the lake of fire and the eternity of those people that go there. And you don't want anybody to go there. That was only prepared for the devil, Lucifer, and his angels. And people, because they are deceived, they're going there. And they're being taken over with not knowing the love of God and what he did and what is available for them. So I just pray that the Holy Spirit will anoint us to pray fervently that God goodness and God love and God power will prevail, and that the inheritance that Jesus have, that we are and people are, because he died when we were all in sin. He died for us. So God knew our condition and he provided the way out. And that's his greatest goodness. And I just wanted to share that. Amen. Thank you.
Janice.
Good morning and praise the Lord. I just wanted to give a short testimony regarding my mom. I know that you've been praying for her and I appreciate it so much. And some of you may not know what's going on with her, but she was hospitalized in December with an intestinal infection, which she didn't know she had. And so they couldn't clear up the infection, so they ended up taking out a large part of her colon, and now she has one of those bags. But she wasn't responding. She wasn't eating. She hasn't eaten since December. They've been feeding her intravenously, and then her heart started to fail last week. So anyway, I called this morning to find out how she was doing, because I really felt that she wasn't going to come through this. But when I called this morning, the nurse told me that she just come from her room and she was talking her head off. And so, and she was eating. So, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Natalia?
Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth.
Give me oil.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Burning till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing. Hosanna to the King. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Burning till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna. Sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna. Sing, Hosanna to the King. This is the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This is the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Burning till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna. Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Amen. Do you want to tell her about your... Natalia has created this poncho, crochet. So she's showing it off to you. Amen. By the way, this is not bragging. It's called show and tell. And I give all the praise and glory to our Heavenly Father in Jesus. Amen.
Any more testimonies? Bob?
Hi, everyone. Short and sweet. In the past, we've seen the work of God through this church and others, going back quite a few years now. And when Sotera stepped up this morning with that prayer, which was so powerful, it electrified the room, called the Holy Spirit. And I poked John for a minute and said, we're with you, whatever. Because I just sensed that we were going to hear a sermon today that most of the world should hear. I hope that if you're looking and watching in other parts of the world that you will get the recording of this or tape it off of the internet when it's posted in a few days and show it to everyone. Watch it over and over again because you are seeing the beginning of a powerful move of God. And I'm seeing it in what I do. I thank you for the prayer that I shared with Thomas a few minutes ago. My prayer was that the power and the warrior spirit that I've had in the past, where we knew instantly that when we spoke the word of God, it would be done. Diane and I have seen that in the past where we've said, get out of that person, and they became normal. It surprised even me, actually. Remember that, Diane? We saw this thing happening, and I came out of my chair and said, get out of it. And it happened. Just like that. And some years, in the years past, we've seen that spirit. So those of you that are Bible scholars, like, for instance, Joe DiCarlo, you can find this. But what I want to ask you all to look it up, actually. Remember in the Bible, there was a time when the people of God were besieged and surrounded. I can't remember who it was, but it was one of our enemies. And the price of wheat was sky high. And the Bible says, the word, the prophet brought the word that by whatever day, the price of wheat would be like 1/100th of what it was. And in that night, God caused the enemies to be terrified, and they left. They pulled out, and they left tons and tons of wheat and jewelry and everything, gold and silver. And the price of wheat was indeed about 1/100th, as I recall. And we should pray that with respect to the oil, because the reason for the oil prices, as pure and simple, is manipulation by Satan's forces of evil, period. The truth is slowly coming out that we have oil all over the place. Why is if the state of North Dakota, the most successful state in the United States, jobs are going begging up there, rents are higher. It's unbelievable, but you don't hear about it on the news. Now, there's another thing I just received from one of the things that I pay for and get with respect to oil and markets and so forth. There's something in the works that they claim is going to completely turn us away from the need for foreign oil. Now, we don't really need that. We know that. There's a manipulation designed to drive the prices sky high, to bankrupt the United States, to put us all in the poorhouse. But more than anything, it's to destroy the mobility that we as Americans have always known. When I jump in a car and drive to New York, we're used to doing it. And anything they can do to destroy our mobility, along with all the other things they seek. So the other thing I want to just say is that when every illustration in the Bible shows that God waits until the last second, right? Remember the parting of the Red Sea? Hopeless, right? All the situations were hopeless. And the more we think it's hopeless right now, the more we should say, whoa, it's almost time for the Red Sea to part. And so let's remember what we've heard here today and what we've felt and witnessed and take it with us wherever we go. Thank you, Soteris, for that magnificent prayer. Unbelievable.
You know, when they were praying about oil, the same thing came to me, Bob, was the same story. The Holy Spirit reminded me of that, and I believe it's in 1 Kings, maybe 2 Kings. And it actually says like a cap full of dove dung sold for $50, and I'm paraphrasing. Okay, and they were in a siege. And then the next day, it was, you know, sirloin steak selling for 50 cents. And I had the exact same thoughts. So I believe, yeah, we're going to see God do a little turnaround on them. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer. Father God, thank you for a good day here. I thank you, Father, that we made the decision to come into your house to take part in praise and worship. We thank you for the sermon, Lord, which is truth that was spoken, Lord, for understanding of where we came from and where we're going. Thank you, Father, for blessing each person as they go their way this week. May the love of God be moving through us. And we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.